From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 918th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Don't forget me, little darling, while I'm growing old and gray. Just a little thought before I'm going far away. I'll be waiting on the hillside where the wild red roses grow, on the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters flow. Oh! In your letter, do you ever think of me? I've wondered, little darling, wonder where you can be. I'll be waiting on the hillside for the day you will call, on the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters fall.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much, and a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Lots of your favorites on tonight, folks, with Rod Brasfield, Miss June Carter, Chet Atkins, String Bean, the Grand Ole Opry, Square Dancers, and all the Opry gang.
And our special guest is a star of country music and Capitol Records, Miss Jean Shepherd. And now, before anything more happens around here, we've got to turn loose a fella who's just been popping all of us and buttons off of his vest. You know, on May the 28th, the new Kazan movie, A Face in a Crowd, will be coming out. And doggone if he's not in the picture, and he just dying to see himself on the screen. We're going to see him on the screen, too. But right now, let's see him in person. Rod Brasfield, come on out here tonight.
Howdy, Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Hello, hello, Rodney, how are you?
Oh, you're a tall booger, you know. How's the weather up there?
Well, it's pretty warm tonight, Rodney.
Have you seen my Uncle Sipe anywhere, Hawk?
No, Rod, why?
Well, I've lost that old fool. He come up here to town with me today, and I just can't keep up with him at all.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hawk, I laughed at him this morning when we caught the bus to come up here. We rode on one of our double-decker buses.
Yeah.
And he never had been on one of them before.
Uh-huh.
And he is, of course, about half spifflicated with some of that old Mountain Dew, you know.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah, but he's about like a Georgia pine. Got on the bus, and this bus driver told him, says, all right, old man, go up there on that upper deck and get you a seat.
Well, did he?
Well, he waddled up, actually. Didn't stay but just a minute. He come back down, and the feller says to him, says, what's the matter, Pop? Couldn't you find a seat?
What'd he say?
He said, well, yeah, there's plenty of seats, but a flitter, I ain't gonna ride up there. They ain't even got a driver.
Oh, for crying out loud. Don't beat all I ever heard.
You know, Hawk?
What?
Me and him went in the barber shop down here to get a haircut, see?
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting there in the chair, and there's a feller next to me in the next chair getting a shave.
Uh-huh.
And this feller that was getting a shave was a one-armed man. He'd lost an arm, see?
I see.
And this feller that was shaving him must have been awful nervous because he was just nicking him all over there, just scratching him off. Had cigarette paper stuck all over him trying to stop the blood. Got all through and let him up, and this barber thought sure he knowed him.
Uh-huh.
He thought he knowed who he were. He says to him, says, don't I know you? Ain't you been here before? Ain't I shaved you before?
Uh-huh.
This fella says, no, mister, I lost that arm in a sawmill.
Oh, Rod Brasfield, that beats all I ever... Say, Rod, whatever happened to your brother, Will?
Will?
Uh-huh.
My brother, Will.
Yes.
Oh, Will got run over by a train.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, poor Will. He's just my half-brother now.
Oh, Rod, for crying out loud. Listen, I heard a rumor on you today, and I want to find out about it right now. They tell me that you're quite a ladies' man.
Well, I get around to be as old as I am.
You do all right. Well, listen, I'd like to make you just one little bet
right
here
tonight.
Yes, it's hot. Yes. I want to make you a bet, Rod.
All right, bet what?
I'll bet you that I have kissed more girls in Nashville than you have.
Well, now, Barnett Buster, you're covering a lot of territory, though.
Well, I still believe I've kissed more than you have.
How are we going to prove it?
How are we going to prove it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you how we're going to prove it. Yeah. Let's just pretend here that this is a street
right here
in front of us.
Yeah, right there.
All right.
Fourth Avenue.
Now, when the women comes out walking on the street here, I have kissed them, I'll say ding.
Ding.
Yes. And if you have kissed them, you say dong.
Dong.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you've kissed him, you're going to say ding. And if I've kissed him, I say don't.
That's right.
All right,
we'll just find out right now.
That's all right with me.
All right.
Look out, Johnny, come for one now.
Ding.
Dong.
Hey, come over here. We're even. Don't get so happy about it.
Look out, here comes another. Here comes another.
Ding.
Dong.
Now, Rod, we're still even. Hey, I got you now, boy. Here comes my wife and my daughter.
Hello, honey.
Hi,
Daddy.
Hello. Ding.
Dong, dong.
Hey, you. I'm telling you, that beats all that, Rod, is really something. So is our guest star tonight, you know. She's one of the brightest stars in the country music. Also a favorite of the Grand Ole Opry, so let's make a welcome right now, Miss Jean Shepherd. Let's bring her out here. Come on out here, Jeannie, and welcome to the Prince Albert Show.
Thank you so very much, Hall.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you, Jeannie. I want to ask you one question. Have you been playing any personal appearances?
We sure have. We've been up in Maryland and just all over the country.
You playing any new ones?
We sure are. We're going to be in Swainsboro, Georgia, around the 16th of this month.
You know, it just so happens that I'm going to be down there with you, Jeannie.
You
but let's don't talk about that right now. Let's do one of your fine records. What's it going to be?
Okay, here's one of our latest ones called If You Can Walk Away. Can walk away from me and all my love for you. If you can turn your back upon the happiness we knew, I won't even say goodbye. I'll understand we're through. If you can walk away and share your love with someone new, I'd be as powerless to go and leave you all alone as I would be to wreck your life or turn my heart to stone. But I won't ask you to explain your reasons or your plans. If you can walk away like that with my heart in your hand. Heart was never mine. This simple act will be the test of a love I thought divine. If you can walk away and try new happiness to find, I'd be as powerless to go and leave you all alone as I would be to wreck your life or turn my heart to stone. But I won't ask you to explain your reasons or your plans. If you can walk away like that with my heart in your hand.
Say, Hawk, maybe you can help me finish this poem here. What sounds the best? Prince Albert packs a pip of a pipe, or a pip of a pipe packed with P.A.?
Well, Rod, I like it both ways. It means the same thing. Means every time you pack your pipe with good PA, you're puffing your way to real comfort. That's cause PA's always fresh, always cool smoking. It's crimp cut to burn smooth and even, and it's always so tasty.
Yeah, and I love that natural tobacco taste in PA.
Well, so does every fella who tries it, Rod. You see, PA has that special knack of keeping all the flavor nature puts in tobacco, and then bringing it out even richer and finer.
Absolutely correct. Well, maybe next time I'll try a rhyme for the fellas who roll their own.
Well, same goes for making men, Rod. With PA, you roll a neat, good-tasting cigarette every time. Yes, sir, pipe smoker are making men.
PA's a pip.
No wonder it's America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. Here goes all the Grand Ole Opry's fire dancers cutting a caper to the tune of Delegate. Let it go.
Yeah! All right, and take a little lift, swing your partner, swing a little dip. Swing more and swing four and swing a little girl in Marvin Shaw. First couple of hours, you know you go and digging in a bed and digging a dough. Swing more and swing four and swing all the girl, and on you go, all swing a girl, step right on. Next couple of hours, ball jack. Swing it, girl, and step right back. Next couple of hours, ball jack. And swing more and swing four and swing it, girl, and lock it on. Yes, you, oh, you, you, get back. Next couple of hours, on you go and swing it, girl, and promenade. Wave that ocean, wave that sea, wave that pretty girl home. Lean hands up four and turn to the left and swing your comb and swing about yourself. Swing one and swing four and swing them girls round and round. Swing your comb and swing your comb. Now your partner go all wild. Swing your partner and tell them they.
Every Saturday night when we come to visit, we always like to bring along a sacred song. We hope you like the one that we've picked out for you tonight, entitled It Is No Secret. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, 'cause I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Thank you, folks. Thank you very, very much. Well, it's high time for some high-flying guitar picking. And that means we're turning things over to our good friend, Chester Atkins.
Hey,
got one here called Rumble. Mighty fine, Ted. Thank you very, very much. Well, sir, if there ever was a vote taken to see who is the perkiest person around the Grand Ole Opry, I think I'd know who would win. This little lady that's coming out here right now, June Carter. Come on out here.
Horseshoe Hawkins?
Well, hello there, June.
That's who you are, ain't it? Horseshoe Hawkins.
I guess that's who I am.
I think we ought to get a little bit better acquainted. I've been working awful hard around this place. I just work my fingers to the bone.
Is that
right? Yes, sir, and you know what I got to show for it?
No.
Bony fingers, buddy.
Oh, for crying out loud, June.
I just come back from up in New York City. I've been up there.
I seen you up there on television.
Yeah, I'm awful glad to get home, though. I never had such a time in my life. I had quite an experience. I saw old Jackie Gleason while I was up there.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
He got himself one of them brand-new sports cars, and this catastrophe happened while I was there.
Is that right?
I got in his car to ride, and Jackie Gleason, he got in his car to ride, and he got in and forgot to fasten his safety belt.
Uh-huh.
And he got out and unfastened his safety belt, and his britches fell off.
Oh, June!
Yeah, they did.
Well, that means...
It's terrible. No, I'll tell you. Have you seen how bad it is up there in New York City?
No.
Y'all will never have to worry about the Russians coming over here and taking over New York City. They'll never do it.
Why?
Well, where would they park?
Oh, for crying.
No, I'm telling you, they've got all kinds of stuff up there. They got subways. I don't know if you folks have ever seen a subway or not, but it's a big old hole in the ground. You know they got more folks down under the ground than they got up on top of it?
Is that right?
Now, that ain't natural.
Why?
Well, we got them down under the ground here in Tennessee, too, but they're all dead.
Oh, laugh.
It's terrible the way they try to get on them subways. They get up there and they shove and they push and they gouge and they pinch, too.
They do.
Yeah. I was pinched, and it wasn't by no officer of the law.
It was.
No, it'd be awful, though. I figured it out if they missed one of them trains and had to wait down there.
Why?
There wouldn't be nothing long for at least a minute and a half.
Oh,
it'd be bad. Yeah.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, it would. I'll tell you, I finally got up enough nerve to get on one of them subways. I've been on it for the last week now.
Oh, June,
yeah.
I don't believe that.
There's so many folks in front of the door couldn't get off of that burn thing. No, I'll tell you what, it was so crowded at this one point that this pair of Siamese twins got on and were separated in the crowd.
Now, June, I just don't believe that.
No, I don't know if they ever got back together or not.
Oh, now you can get out of here. Now,
I ain't done yet.
Well, don't start telling those things.
No, I just would like to say, in all seriousness, I'm tickled to death to get to be back to Tennessee because I like to got killed up there.
Mm-hmm.
This one woman was in this car, and she's come down Fifth Avenue and just running over both sides of the street. She run me for 3 blocks, up a telephone pole, and up 3 flights of stairs. And she'd have got me, too, but she ran out of gas.
Oh, now, here you can't leave now. Oh, I'm telling you. Hey, Grant Turner, next time I'm down to visit you, take me over to that farm equipment place again. I get a kick out of watching the fellas there rolling their own making smokes. I wish I could do it that slick.
Well, first, Hank, your hawk, you just start off with Prince Albert.
P.A.?
You know why?
Why, sure. P.A. is the right way. That's how you're sure that you're making cigarettes would be mild and tasty.
Natural tobacco taste, mind you. Nature puts the flavor in tobacco, but then P.A. comes along and just brings that flavor out real full and rich and tasty. Now, P.A. and an OCB paper. P.A. is crimp cut. Everybody knows that. Crimp cut so as it won't blow around, dribble out the ends. It's all you need for an easy rolling, good tasting making cigarette.
Right. Pipe or making smokes. Enjoy the natural tobacco taste of Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
All right, thank you very, very much. Well, sir, it's been a long time since we've heard from our guest tonight. So how about another great big welcome for Miss Jean Shepherd?
Hey,
here she comes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hawkshaw, you know, a while ago we was a-talking about what all I've been a-doing. Now, how about you telling us what you've been doing?
Well, we've been playing a few dates, Jeannie, but we are playing that show with you down in Swainsboro, Georgia, at the Nancy Auditorium on the 16th. And then on the 26th, the boys and myself are going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Kennywood Park. But that's enough about that. I want to hear you sing another song. What you got?
Okay, here's one out of our Capitol album that the folks seem to like around here called Sad Singing and Slow Riding. The next time you come staggering in, there'll be some coffee drinking and some flowers bringing if you don't tell me where you've been. You pat my cheek, you kiss me quick, then you go stepping out at three. When you come dragging in with your shirt still hanging out, there'll be some sad singing and some slow riding the next time you come staggering in. There'll be some sad singing and some riding the next time you come weaving in. There'll be some coffee drinking and some poke bringing, but you won't drink or smell any then. When I asked you for a helping hand, you looked at me alarmed. You asked me what I thought that was hanging on your arm. There'll be some sad singing and some slow riding the next time you come staggering in. Flowers bringing if you don't tell me where you've been. Next payday when you cash your check and buy drinks for the crowd, you better save back just enough to buy yourself a sprout, cause there'll be sad singing and some slow riding the next time you come staggering in. The next time you come staggering in.
Thank you a lot, Gene Shepherd. Thank you very kindly. Right now, neighbor, we're going away back in the country for an old country boy who picks a mighty fine, mean banjo. Long and tall, a friend of ours, Strain B. Let's play, baby.
Down the road here from me, there's an old hollow tree where they lay down a dollar or two. Where they drive around the bend and they come back and then light a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And of those that refuse it, Lord, few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, my brother Bill's got a steal on the hill where they run off a gallon or two. Well, the bird in the sky gets drunk, they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And those that refuse it are few. I'll assume my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you a lot, String Bean. Thank you very, very much. Well, friends, I guess it's about my time to do another one on the program. And we've got one here that we just recorded for Mr. R.C. Victor. We'd like to sing for you now and hope you might enjoy, entitled Dark Moon. Dark Moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect scheme, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon.
Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreamed of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Hope all you folks had a fine time at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and we hope you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboat. Baron Young will be in the driver's seat, and he's bringing along some mighty fine folks, Rusty and Doug. Till then, this is Hawkshaw Hawkins saying thanks a lot for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. This cigarette brings you the finest taste in smoking. So enjoy full-flavored Camels, the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette. Now all the brands are marching in a cigarette parade, and way out front is Camel, the smoke and flavor made. You really should discover the difference between just smoking and Camels, a real smoke, I mean. C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program was broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.